For what reason do we actually organize meetings? And when we organize them, how do we make sure they run efficiently? I discuss this matter with expert Bart Prevost. Hi Bart, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Today's topic is efficient meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we meeting efficient?
Not really. I mean, one of the most heard complaints of people working in corporate environment is really that most meetings are not efficient at all, that they don't like it, they don't really get motivated by it. So people are hardly efficiently meeting at all.
So the solution is cancel them all.
That would be an easy one, but it probably would cause some other problems. I mean, as long as people are working together in a team, you need to talk to one another. Communicating between people is really important, and that's the reason why meetings could be far more efficient if at least we start thinking about meeting and organizing meetings in a completely different way, which would be called a paradigm shift. Well, it could be like, for instance, instead of like thinking, oh, we have a meeting, and some of the meetings are even like scheduled weekly or bi-monthly, and then you have to
with
be
20
there.
Or 30 people in it.
Yeah, and then, okay, we all have to be there, which brings on another topic about corporate tourism, people running around from
corporate
one
meeting. Corporate tourism?
Yeah, people running around from one meeting to another, and then just, oh, being busy, 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 which by the end of the day, they haven't done much, but they have been assisting at all
the
meetings.
No, work starts at 5 in the evening, then you can start working on your emails and all the meetings are over.
And that's the reason why we should rethink it. Rethink it completely in a way that, first of all, we should consider the objective. Like, okay, we have different possible objectives. Like maybe we have to shape an opinion. So there is a topic and we need to think about it. We have to shape one opinion that as a group, we agree upon the same topic. We need to make a decision, make a call. We need to follow up on projects. There are so many things like informing people. All of them are objectives. Mm-hmm. And if we would be able to do that, first think about objectives, and then afterwards choose a medium or a mean, a tool, a technique that can help us achieve the objectives.
And then a meeting is a tool.
A meeting is just a possible tool. It could be like a video conference. It could be like even like a remote poll. An online poll, if it is about forming or taking decision, like, okay, what do people think about it? Are we going to the pizza restaurant or are we going to the Greek restaurant for the personnel party? Okay, just do an online vote, an online poll.
Not you a board meeting for that.
Not topic. A board meeting. Oh, my God, no. That's just a waste of time. Yeah. And if you would choose like a meeting just as a possible tool, then maybe we could just send more emails or put something on the intranet so that people can read it.
But isn't the risk with an email that people just delete it or not read it?
Oh, absolutely. So that's the reason why you really have to thoroughly think through the objective. Like, what's the reason? What's the main objective behind informing people? Why do you want to inform them? Is it just so that they know something? Or is it just like, okay, we need you to change your behavior. Like, as from tomorrow morning, there's a different startup protocol if it comes to starting up your computer. Then people have to change behavior. Or is it like, okay, we're going to have a change management process and you need to change your behavior. Like, for instance, how are we going to tackle customer complaints? Maybe some people are not motivated at all to do that. And maybe then there is another objective behind it, like we need to motivate people. We need to tell people and convince them that it is for the better of the company and for the better of the customer that we're going to do that. So at that moment, a meeting might be a good idea. But then again, okay, which tool within the meeting? Should it be a presentation? Should it be like, I don't know, open space methodology? Could it be the six hat thinking by De Bono? So that are very nice techniques, but you first of all need to determine what is the objective and then you can go for a suitable technique.
So do your homework up front before sending the meeting invite?
Absolutely. Now, there's a very nice saying that says, okay, the price of success is always paid in advance, which is the same case for many other things like negotiating skills, but also meeting skills, which means that yes, you have to spend, you could say the Pareto rule, like 80% of your time and energy beforehand. And then your meeting becomes quite more efficient.
And what about those meetings where everybody is invited? Just because... Everybody needs to be there.
And that's quite nonsense. A lot of people don't dare not to invite someone because that might hurt that person's feelings, which is, okay, it's a belief, but it's an ineffective belief. It would rather be better to ask ourselves the question, like, what's in it for me or what's in it for the meeting? And only invite people that really have an added value for the meeting or people for whom the meeting might have an added value.
Sure, you can leave your boss out then.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if the boss's ego is a very healthy one, and he doesn't have like, or she doesn't have a huge ego that wants to be there because otherwise things might be decided without him or her, no, at that moment, if your boss has a healthy ego, you might not invite him or her. Absolutely.
Okay, Bart. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching the show. I hope to see you next week.